Madison Alon watched as her father paced the room, his hands behind his back as if tied by some invisible rope. Her eyes glanced over to where Mama sat on the plush settee, worrying her fingers in a linen handkerchief, and avoiding eye contact with both her daughter and husband. She sighed and brushed the wisp of dark hair from her face. They weren't blocking her view. They were just more of an annoyance, grazing her skin like the fluttering of an insect, like this entire conversation. "What did you say?" Her father whipped his head around and glared at her. Papa was a handsome man, given his advanced years. He had to be nearing 60. Hair that had once been dark was silvering at the temples, lines cut into his skin, reflecting years of hard work, laughter, and joy. Leon Alland was the middle child of immigrants that sailed to New York in search of a better life. Colin and Victoria Alland journeying from New York City down to Boston, where Colin made his fortune as an architect designing some of the city's most prestigious buildings. They raised three children. Elias moved to Philadelphia and went into politics. Leon followed in his father's footsteps and took over the family business. And their only daughter, Ingrid, eloped and moved west on a wagon train to raise her family in the wilderness. Addison envied her aunt Ingrid, being able to pack up and just leave the city. How she wished she could do that. But as the only daughter of Leon Alland, there were certain expectations that came with her position. She was the only child of Leon's second marriage. His first wife died, leaving him alone to raise two sons. Leon remarried, and Addison was born when her father was nearly 40 years old to a woman half his age. There was no doubt that Marguerite Alland married her husband for his money, but it appeared to be a mutually beneficial arrangement, and they seemed to have some affection for each other. Addison decided when she married, she would marry for love. She told both her parents this, so why would Papa be pressuring her to get married? Oh no. That must be it. Papa was going to die soon. After all, 60 was near death, wasn't it? He had to ensure that his daughter was looked after if he wasn't around to care for her anymore. But why would he force her to marry Carlton Kendrick? The thought made her skin crawl. She held her breath and blinked her eyes before slowly exhaling. She needed to consider her next words. Otherwise, who knew how Papa might react? If his heart was weak, she didn't want to cause his untimely demise. Leaning back in her chair, she folded her hands gingerly in her lap and crossed her feet at her ankles. Her mouth curved into an unconscious smile, as was common when she was trying to get her way with her father.
"Why, Papa? I didn't say anything. I was simply listening to your thoughtful prose on the subject."
She glanced at Mama, who, if she moved her hands any faster, could use them to churn butter at the back of the house.
"Young lady," Addison didn't flinch as her father raised his voice.
She knew when he was blustering and when he was truly angry. When Papa was angry, a vein appeared on his forehead, and she could see it throb underneath the skin. Right now, there was no vein.
"I will have you know the Kendricks are one of the richest..."